Okay, you're listening to Amar v'Chazar Zani Eisenberg Maseches Shabbos Daf Nun Aleph Amud Aleph. And we're gonna take it from the Mishnah at the top. So it's still in the sugya of Hatmana. So now we're talking about so lo kiso mi be'od yom. Let's just start the Mishnah. It doesn't just following up on what we're talking about. Lo kiso mi be'od yom. So if he did not cover it, he didn't do hatmana, he didn't insulate it, he didn't cover it when it was still daytime. Lo yachasenu mishtetichshach. So once it gets dark, he is not allowed to do hatmana. Now again, this is not talking about with something that's a davar mosif hevel. Right, that's there's a concern that there are ashes involved in the heat, and he'll come to stoke something and be over mavir, but this is that even if it's a dover shena mosif hevel, just it won't add any heat, it'll just insulate the heat that you have. Still can't do that on Shabbos. Rashi says, ha pirishna tam abeperek beis. I explained it earlier. Nipnei ma amru ein tomnin bedover shen mosif hevel. Maybe we're concerned that what's going to happen, it's going to be on Shabbos. You're going to want to insulate it. So you come and say, okay, I need to keep it warm, and then you feel it. Ooh, this is not as hot as I was hoping. Let me just put it back on the stove for a little bit, and then I'll insulate it, and then you were over bishul for Shabbos. So in order to prevent that, they said you're not allowed to do hatmana with a dover that's even ain't a mosif hevel on Shabbos. However, kisahu, but if you already covered it, vinis gala, and it became revealed, mutter lechasoso, you're allowed to recover it on Shabbos. Right, so that is the so hatmana, and just a clarification over here. We say mishatichshach, sorry, miba od yom. Over here, the Ritva, I believe it was the Ritva who says that it's lav dafka mibe od yom seems to be that to the exclusion of Bein Hashmashos. But we learned on Lamed Dalid that this is one of the things, hatmana is one of the things that you're allowed to do during Bein Hashmashos, even though for most intents and purposes, we consider Bein Hashmashos Shabbos time for most intents and purposes. Hatmana is one of the things that you're allowed to do during that time. So when it says Miba Od Yom, it means even during Bein Hashmashos. And if it was covered at that time, and then it became revealed, you're allowed to cover it up again. And this is a discussion. It's a good discussion in the Rishonim. We'll take a look at this at the re over here. He saw v'niskala mutra lechsoso. He says near the re to who adinda mutra lechsoso biadayim v'lachsor v'lechsoso. He says the question is, when it says niskala, it was revealed. Does that mean that happened on its own, or you did it intentionally, that you revealed it? And this is going to be a discussion in the Rishonim, and whether there's a difference or not might be when did it get revealed? Was it that you insulated it Erev Shabbos when it was still daytime, and then it was revealed while it was still daytime? Or it was revealed after it was already dark? And there's going to be a difference, at least according to the Ri and Tosos, there's going to be a difference if it was revealed during the day, then if you did it, if you're the one who did it, not it happened on its own, but you did it, then you're not allowed to re-insulate it. However, if it happened on its own while it was still day, or it was already night and then you revealed it, you'd be allowed to re-insulate it. So I don't know, that's like a that right. I just set a chart right now, but just to be aware of the Rishonic discussion about those two factors that aren't explicit over here. One of them being, was it revealed by you, or was it revealed meaning did you actively reveal uninsulate it, or did something else happen, someone else or something else caused it to happen? Another factor is, when did it get uncovered? Did that take place Erev Shabbos or on Shabbos itself? And those two factors will make a difference in the halacha, and it's a discussion in the Rishonim, just to be aware of that. And then if you have time in your chazaras over Shabbos, whenever it is, to look into that, just putting it on the radar. Okay, and now another halacha in the Mishnah. Mimale asakiton, someone is allowed to fill up a ketone, like a water pitcher. So some container, some flask, some bottle of water. Venosin, and what and do what with it? Venosin the tachas akar or tachas akeses, or put it under like a pillow or a mattress, couch cushion, something like that. You're allowed to put it under there. So what are you doing? Rashi says, Mimale hakiton sheltsonin. So we're talking about cold water. You're filling it up with cold water, and you're putting it under this, under pillows, let's say. Listen, the Sochakar says, Rashi shelo yichamu b'chom hakayitz v'hachama, so that it shouldn't become too hot. Kigon kar v'kesa shel levadin sheino mechamim. Like, you're putting it under, like, some, like, linen, or actually maybe felt. Right? We had this in the previous daf. So like you're putting in some sort of felt cover so it doesn't become too hot in the sun, meaning you are insulating it to keep it cold. This is actually not all Rishonim agree with Rashi over here. We'll see the discussion in the Gemara, but they say no, we're talking about cold water, but insulating it a little bit to keep whatever warmth it does have. So it's not, it's not freezing cold water, but Rashi is saying that it's to insulate it, to keep it cool. The Mishnah says that would be mutter. So however you would understand that within the Rishonim. Ultimately, it's not going to make it too much of a difference, I don't think, because as you'll see in the Gemara, we're going to say later on that cold water can even be, we'll see a little bit later on. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, mutter lahat min esatzonen. Rav Yehuda says in the name of Shmuel that it is mutter to insulate cold water. Okay. Amar Rav Yosef says, my kamashmalan, tanina mamali adam keton. What are you trying to teach me? Tanina, we learned in the Mishnah, mamali adam keton, venosin tachas akar, tachas akeses. What's the chiddush? We just learned in this Mishnah that you're allowed to insulate cold water. It says you could fill up a flask, a bottle of water, and put it under this thing to presumably to insulate it. So why does Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel have to tell me that it's mutter lahatmin, it's own name? Amar Le'abaye, tuva kamashmalan. No, he taught you something tuva, something great. This is there's a big chiddush here. The even masnisan have if it would have just we would have just had the Mishnah without the teaching of Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Havamina, I would have thought this would have been my Havamina. Hani mili davar shein dark lahatmin. We're talking about something that is not it's not typically insulated. Aval davar shedark lahatmin, low. But perhaps something that is typically insulated, there we would say, no, you're not allowed to do it. Right? That Rashi says, aval dark lahatmin, lechamein, kigon tavshil, emalo yatmin anu mipnei hachama. Right, maybe you can't even insulate something that's a cooked dish, which is normal to be insulated. So maybe you can't even insulate it to keep it cool, because people might see and like, oh look, I see him insulating a chillant. Let's say I like my cold chillant. I used to like cold food a lot more than I do now. As I'm getting a little bit older, It's not as pleasant, but I used to be very good at eating cold food. So let's say I don't know if I preferred it, but let's say I wanted my cold chillens. So I have this cold top shell. Can I insulate it to keep the chill? So I would have, if I would have just had the Mishnah, I would have said, okay, a bottle of water. Yeah, I could do that. But for a chillens, which is typically insulated, no, because people are going to see that I'm insulating chillens, even though now I'm insulating for cool and not for warmth. Nevertheless, I might think you can't. So Kamas Milan, Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, that this is permitted, right? Avodah Kedushah Lo Kamas Milan. It's okay. Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav. Rav Huna said in the name of Rav. So if you see over here on the Mesoros Hashatz, Tzarech Lomar Amar Rebbe. So it could be if Rav Huna said it in the name of Rebbe. So Asher Lahat Min Esed Sonein. it is forbidden to do hadmana for something that is cold. But wait, we're going to ask Rava Hotanya Rebbe Hatir Lahatmin is Atsonin. But Rebbe said that that it is mutter to do hatmana for Atsonin. So right now, so we have a stira here. Maybe, right? Well, it depends on the girsa. So if it's, you know, like it's funny that we have two teachings that presumably are a stira, yet one of them we're not sure about the girsa. It's either Rav or Rebbe. But the other opinion is Rebbe for sure. So you would think that would satisfy it. But the approach is must be. So either yes, indeed, we could answer that. We could say yeah, they're both Rebbe and it's a stira within Rebbe, or that you would say Rav holds like Rebbe, right? Rav did learn by Rebbe using the basin of Rebbe, and so the expectation is that Rav should typically paskin lahalacha like Rebbe. So it could be that would be the way to resolve it. One possibility for why it's a girsa change is that Rav Huna was a second generation Amora, and he was a Talmud of Rebbe. We have Rav Huna Amarav a lot, and Rebbe was the generation before that. So it could be Rav Huna and Rebbe met. I'm not sure if they did. I don't know if Rav Huna was in Eretz Yisrael. Rebbe was in Eretz Yisrael. Rav was in both Eretz Yisrael, and then he came to Bavel. It could be originally was in Bavel as well. I don't know if Rav Huna was. Rav Huna might have just been in Bavel. So it's less common for Rav Huna to quote Rebbe, though it does happen in Shas. So it could be that would be a reason to lean in that direction. But it to say that it's Rav Huna Amarav, but then the stira is a much stronger stira if they're both Rebbe. So anyway, we have this stira within somebody or somebody's. Whether it's is it also to insulate with cold things or not? So lo kasha, ha makme delishmeid Rabbi Yishmael Rabbi Yosi ha lebaser delishmeid. So no, this is before he heard it from Rabbi Yishmael, and this is from Rabbi Yishmael Rabbi Yosi, and this is after he heard it from Rabbi Yishmael Rabbi Yosi. Which sounds like we're talking about one person. The lashon over here sounds like we're talking about within Rebbe, right? Rav learned from Rebbe. You could say it's Rav, but it really does sound more like it is Rebbe. And again, the stira would be stronger if it's Rebbe. So anyway, what would change just because he heard the teaching from Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi? So ki ha de Yosef Rebbe v'amar. Also, lahatmin esetzone, like the following, that Rebbe sat, and he said, it's also to insulate cold on Shabbos. Amar lefanav, Rebbe Yishmael, Rebbe Yossi, and Rebbe Yishmael, Rebbe Yossi said, Abba hater lahatmin esetzone. He says, my father said it's mutter, right? No, he quoted his father as a hater. Amar, he said back to him, kvar hora zaken. Wow. He says the elder already paskined, meaning Rashi says, just to clarify, Rabbi Yossi, Rebbe heard that he said Rabbi Shmuel, your father Rabbi Yossi paskined. Okay, then that's the psak. Who am I to go against it? Which is to show the anivus of Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. Omer of Papa. Rapapa said, look how much these two Torah giants loved each other, cherished each other. She'ilu Rabbi Yosi Kayam, if Rabbi Yosi would have been alive at the time, he would have folded himself over and sat before Rebbe in a very humble way, like a Talmud before Rebbe. How does he know that? Daha, because we see, Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yosi, Dimamale Makam Avosav, Hava, the Kaf of the Yosef Nevnei Rabbi. Because we see that Rabbi Yishmael is just like, right, a chip off the old block, as you would say. He's just like his father, Rabbi Yosi. He filled the place of Rabbi Yosi, and perhaps in his Torah knowledge as well. Let's see if Rashi mentions that. No. But he was just as great as his father, and perhaps you could even say had the similar midos of his father, right? It says like this lashon is very powerful. Right? He's mamale makom avosav. He like fills the place of his father. So I don't know if that's a formal role in the yeshiva or just he was very similar in his Torah knowledge and perhaps his midos. And we see that how does Rabbi Shmuel conduct himself? Very humbly before Rabbi. So we can assume that Rabbi Yossi would do the same thing as well. And so nevertheless, Rebbe said back, "Kvar horazakim," and he deferred to the shita of Rebbe Yossi. So you just see general humility among these great Talmidei Chachamim. Rashi says that the reason he would do that, "Mimela Malkam Avosav is." Gadol ka'aviv, he was great like his father. Meaning, it's not nothing. Rashi doesn't seem to say it's anything about midos. It's just he was a great Talmid Chacham, perhaps a greater Talmid Chacham than Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi himself. But he showed kavod anyway, as Rashi says. But nei kavod anasius lohe amor lefana vafapisha gadol imanu. So Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yishmael were both greater Talmidei Chachamim than Rabbi. And nevertheless, because of his nesius, they submitted themselves to him in a humble way, and he acknowledged their godless b'torah, at least Rabbi Yossi's, and accepted his halach and said kvar ma'ora azaken. I'll just point out this tosis over here, which is very interesting, that he says he quotes Rashi. I'll just skip to Rabbeinu Tam at the end. It's very interesting. He says Rabbeinu Tam afarish devadai mitchila haya Rebbe Talmido she Rebbe Yossi. He says that for sure at first Rebbe was the Talmud of Rebbe Yossi. Aval achar kach, after that nischakem Rebbe became even greater in Torah than Rebbe Yossi. Kedikam art ahasam Rebbe Chama Savar Rebbe Reish Masifta that Rebbe became the Reish Masifta. He became the Rosh Hashiva, and he became a greater Talmud Chacham. Not leading up to him becoming a Rosh Hashiva, meaning he wasn't appointed as Rosh Hashiva because he was greater in Chachma than Rabbi Yossi. But listen, that there are Rabbanon founded around him a lot, and it sharpens his teachings. That because you're the Rosh Hashiva, and therefore everyone's asking you questions, and everyone's challenging your shir, and you need to come very, very prepared. So they sharpened him. So not that he was a greater Talmid Chacham, therefore he became Rosh Hashiva. But because he became Rosh Hashiva, he became a greater Talmid Chacham, which is just a very, very interesting thing. Okay, back to the Gemara. So anyway, Amar Lei, Rav Nachman LeDaro Avdei. Rav Nachman said to Daro, his slave. We mentioned Daro in Maseches Brachos. I think Rav Nachman wanted Daro to wake him up, I believe, to say Kriya Shema. So here's the return of Daro. The Dalet for Daro, not Z for Zaro. So Atmin Li Sonein. Insulate a cold thing for me, please. Va'aisili maya da'achim kapela arama. And bring for me water that was heated up by a kapela arama. What kapela is a baker, a chef. Arama means an Aramean, meaning non-Jewish. Meaning, give me water that was heated by a non-Jewish baker, non-Jewish cook. Rashi just clarifies that the second request was on, sorry, the first request is on Shabbos. When he says, "Do insulate colds for me," so that's talking about on Shabbos, which then the next comment is, ubachol, right? That shacham nachtam nachri, ubachol. He wanted him to bring it to him during the week. That has nothing to do with Shabbos, and why? Lashminan de ein ben mashum bishul nachrim. He wanted to teach that there's no bishul akum, when it comes to water, right? So, we're going to speak about that in a little bit. But basically, there's an issue in general of Bishol Akum. We'll see it momentarily. So anyway, he asked Dara to bring these two things. Shama Rabbi Ami heard about this. The Ikbid, he got very upset. He was mocked about that. Amar of Yosef said, "My time Ikbid, what are you so upset about? Kiravuse Avid." He just followed his Rebbeim. He went according to the Rebbeim. Chadaka Rav and Chadaka Shmuel. His Rebbeim are Rav and Shmuel, and he held according to them. Damar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel. Wait, sorry, V'chadaka Shmuel. So Kishmuel, he did it according to Shmuel, the following. Damar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Mutter L'Hafenes Etzonen. As we've said, it's Mutter to insulate cold, so that's what he asked Dara to do. And here too, Karav, he, in accordance with Rav, Damar Rav, Shmuel Barav, because Damar Shmuel Barav Yitzchak Amar Rav, quoting the teaching of Rav, Kol Shu Nechol Kamoshu Chai Ein Bo Mishum Bishulei Nachrim. Anything that is eaten raw, when it is raw the way it is, if you cook it, even if it improves it, there's no bishulakum, right? And water can certainly be eaten raw, drink, or drunk raw, so right, because it's water. So yes, even if he cooked it, it's fine. So he was trying to teach these halachos. So why he's so upset at him? He just was following Rav and Shmuel, and he was teaching these halachos. So Savar, or who Savar? Adam Chashuv Shani. He held that an Adam Chashuv like Rav Nachman should act differently. So the explanation. Is right, Rashi says, Sha'aroo, so shu mekel o medo mekel yoser. That when someone who sees him is going to be more mekel, he's going to get up and then he sees him being mekel, right? Rav Nachman is teaching these two kulos, so someone's going to see and say, oh gosh, the person like Rav Nachman is doing that. So in general, people hold one standard lower than the firmest person around, right? So if someone's not a Baal Nefesh, like, oh, so he's doing that. Listen, if Cohen does this, then I don't have to do that because that's Rav Cohen, so I get it a little bit lower. That's the way people typically think. So an Adam Chasha has to be extra careful to hold himself to a higher standard so that when they will fall to a lower standard, they don't fall below the halachic standard. I'll just share a quick ha'ara that I read in my notes from today. It's the topic from the Parsha. So the Midrash I believe it was Midrash Rabbah says regarding the camels of Avraham, which the Pasuk implies something special about the camels, Migmale Avraham, the camels of Avraham. Rashi says there that they were muzzled to so that they wouldn't be eating from other people's property. And the Midrash asks, Are Avram's camels on any worse than the animals of Pinchas ben Yair? And it quotes the great Tana of Pinchas ben Yair, how he had like his donkey would never steal, and they were very careful, and they wouldn't eat, you know, the donkey wouldn't eat food that the maester wasn't taken off. He wouldn't eat tevel, the donkey, and the donkey would make sure not to steal, and if someone borrowed it, like the donkey had the high standards to make sure that Pinchas ben Yair wouldn't sin. So the Midrash says, is it possible that Avram's animals were any at a lower standard? That did Avram's camels really need muzzles? And that's where the Midrash leaves off. And the Ramban understands the Midrash to be reject, like that response, that question. The Midrash rejects the pshat that it's muzzles. But you could also suggest that. No, it's not. There's a very good answer to that question of the Midrash. That no, Avram's animals weren't worse than Pinchas ben Yair, right? If Pinchas ben Yair had this crazy thing with his donkeys, the same thing could have been for Avram's camels. Nevertheless, Avram is an Adam Chashev. Avram is someone whom people are going to look at. He's the person walking around spreading monotheism, spreading morality. And if this person, people don't know if his animals are eating from other, you know, fields or not. So he has to be extra careful to put muzzles on his animal. We don't know, right? Like same thing, like wearing a mask, you have antibodies. So if someone doesn't know you have antibodies, so you wear your own muzzle, right? You put your muzzle on because you don't make a chilul Hashem. They're like, I don't care. People don't know I have antibodies. So you wear, you know, you do it anyways. You wear your muzzle. Avram's animals wear their muzzle. And an Adam Chashuv, like Rav Nachman, according to Rav Ami, should have been more careful about this. Okay. Tan Rabbanan, learned Brisa Afal Pish Amru Ein Tom Nafila B'Davar Sheino Mosif Hevel Meshach Hashecha. So we learned in Brisa that even though we said that a person can't insulate with a davar that's Mosif Hevel once it gets dark, Imbala Hosif Mosif. So if he comes to add it, he can add it. So that sounds like the opposite of what we're saying here, but it means that if he did do something, if he did insulate it before, he can change up and re-insulate. So we'll see it. We'll see how it's explained. The Raisa Ketzad, who else says, so what can he do? Rishimah Gamliel Omer. Rishimah Gamliel says, what can he do? No Telas HaSadinin. He can take the sheets that were insulating it. Umaniach Esha Glofkarin. And he could put the Glofkarin on. Look at Rashi. What's a Glofkarin? It's a coat. Rashi says it's a coat. Right? So you have this, you can put these sheets. Take off the sheets and put on coats. Oh no, tell us a gluf karin umaniachas asadinin. Or you can take off the coats that were insulating it, and you could put sheets around it. So this is what he's saying. You could do that if it was insulated before. Not only can you re-insulate it, you can re-insulate it with something else that it's insulated with this object. You can even take it off and put something else on. And the bigger chiddush that Rav Shimon Gamliel is saying as well is that the sadinin and the glufkarin are different levels of heating. That the glufkarin, a coat, is more than a sheet. And you can even take off one insulation and put on something that insulates it better. Now, these are not things that are most of hevel, but they are good things that insulate. So if it's already insulated, you can not just put something back in its place, you can even switch up the insulating object, and you can even do a better insulating object. And also Rav Shimon Gamliel said, Omer, lo asu ela oso mecham, that, I guess regarding this Mishnah, through insulation as well, and it's only that mecham, only that kettle is usher. Aval pina me mecham lemecham, but if you pour it out, if you clear out one kettle into another kettle, mutter. It's mutter. This is saying that only if it's in like a clear region that does the insulation matter. But if it's already poured into something else, then insulating is totally fine. Why is that? Hashta akure kamakirla. Because now that he's cooling it down, like that's what he's doing. He's clearly cooling it down by pouring it from one kli into another kli. Pouring it, he's pina mecham lemecham. So, artuche kamet mirtachla, is he going to go back and now heat it up? Remember, what's the whole problem in the first place? The whole problem in the first place is that we're concerned that you're going to find it not insulated well. And then when you come to insulate it, and they're going to heat it up more. But this guy is pouring it out of a kli rishon into a kli sheni, so he's clearly happy with it cooling down a little bit. So we don't think he's going to heat it up more in that situation. Okay. So now we're going to get into a little bit of a discussion about mukta. If you cover it and insulate it with things that are mukta, how you deal with that. But it's a little bit of a longer discussion that'll continue onto the next Amud, finishing the parak also. I want to let the Rav finish the parak this time also. I want to give that skliss to him, so we'll call it for now.